Hey, my name is Tracy Burns. I'm a financial advisor with UBS. This podcast is called Five Things. That basically means you're going to learn five things, and you're going to move on with your life. We're busy. You have things to do. I get it. I've been on this mission to help women empower themselves financially, especially through divorce, transition. I have a soft spot for female founders and, of course, entrepreneurs and small business owners. And we close this wage gap. I have three young adults. Two are young women, so I have a personal interest in that. And this podcast, I guess, is a small piece of helping us all get there. I really hope you go back and listen to some of the previous podcasts. I know it's been a minute, but they're still super valuable. Five people you should be surrounding yourself with. When to admit failure. That's like a super tough thing to do. How to find the perfect board seat. I had the great pleasure of interviewing Cindy Eckert, a self-made billionaire, a while back, and she actually says you need to be quirky to succeed. So there's some good stuff out there. Please check it out. And of course, let me know what you think. All right, so today, you just have me. We're just going to hang out, and we're going to talk through some things. It's mid-year. We just celebrated this country's independence, and right, left, middle, we still love this country. We love our families even more. Let's take a minute to figure out how to make the back half of the year even better than the first. And there's some things you could do. Not shockingly, there's five things you could do to help get yourself together for the rest of the year. So I'm going to start. The first one, which no one wants to hear because it's much like nails on a chalkboard, is to review your budget and your spending. And I get this is like you'd rather put needles in your own eyes. Me too, most days. But sadly, it's a super important thing to do, and now's a great time to do it. You can pull up bank statements. You can look at your expenses for the last 6 months, and you really should see how your spending aligns with your original budget goals, if indeed you even had them. Summer's really hard. Look, I am not going to deny that, especially if you have kids. There's camps, there's vacations. We tend to blow the budget right around now. And of course, then again, at the end of the year, around the holidays. But now is really tough time of year. So it's a great time to think about what the heck is going on in our household. What should we be doing? And oh, by the way, do we have some significant expenses coming up that we could maybe plan for? Some holidays, some vacations. And of course, then there's those back to school costs, which could be ridiculous. So review your budget. Consider setting some money aside to avoid these strains. And maybe if you don't have a budget, maybe now's the time to kind of create one. I tell clients all the time to pick an app or pick your version of how you track things. If you're an Excel person, I'm an Excel person. But if there are all these budget apps out there, pick something you like and really just for 1 month commit to tracking your expenses. And you get a real good sense of where the money goes because oftentimes we feel like it just goes down the drain. It doesn't. We spend on things that maybe we shouldn't. Maybe they're excessive. But look, I mean, it adds up, right? Manicures, ice cream cones for the kids. Next thing you know, it's thousands of dollars out the window. So it's a real good time to get a sense, and it'll set you up for the back half of the year. Number two, and along those lines, let's review your debts. I mean, I don't have to tell you interest rates are just stupid. That's a technical term. They're just stupid. Credit card rates are even stupider. Look, the recent data as of June 2024, median average credit card interest rate for June 2024 is 24.62%. That's crazy. That's from the Federal Reserve. That's insane. You're paying that, right? So if you have a balance, know that you are paying 24.62% on average in addition to the balance outstanding. So let's try to get that down. The average household debt, average household credit card debt, $6,501. Again, according to the Federal Reserve. Believe it or not, though, people between 43 and 59, that's my generation, it's higher. It's $9,123. And look, I'll blame my kids. You can blame yours too, because they're friggin' expensive. But it is what it is. We have more credit card debt than the rest of Americans. Collectively, though, as Americans, we owe over $1 trillion in credit card debt. That is crazy. That means all those credit card companies are making money off of you. And much like I hate when the government makes money off of us, do not like when credit card companies make money off of us. So start tracking your progress on paying this debt off. Can you make a little more than those minimums? Are there opportunities this year to accelerate paying off this debt? Like, are you getting a bonus or a little Do you have a side hustle? It all makes sense if you can somehow wipe out that credit card. I know it's awful to think about this, but having outstanding debt can be debilitating sometimes. And along those lines, it would not hurt to check your credit score. Pull up a report, get it for free. I think annual credit report will let you get a free credit report. Double check that. I don't work for them. I don't know. But look, and then go through it. Look for errors. Not every credit report is accurate. And start chipping away at them. You know, you might not need a decent credit score right now, but you might be applying for a loan or getting a mortgage or something. Start cleaning that up now. It is a total pain. It might be just as bad as trying to budget, create a budget. But it is so important that you do it. It is so, so, so important that you get it cleaned up. Okay. If COVID taught us nothing, number three, you need an emergency fund. I'm sorry. This is also very painful to talk about because no one cares. But you have to care because, again, what if it happens again, that black swan event? Or better yet, what if your company just has layoffs? Or the water heater breaks? Or the roof? By the way, I remember when someone told me I needed a new roof in my old home. I couldn't sleep for days because all I kept thinking was that the roof was going to collapse on my children, which I realize is stupid. I just had like a dumb leak. But this stuff is mentally draining. And so knowing that you have the money aside just to take care of it is comforting. I, at the time, did not, which is probably why I had nightmares. You need new tires. If anybody drives, I live in New Jersey. You drive around here, you got a 50-50 shot of making it home without a flat tire because there's more potholes than there are people. So all this stuff, dang, I wasn't planning on this stuff. This is why you need an emergency fund. It is very, very important. They usually say it's 3 to 6 months of living expenses. I say it should be a number that makes you comfortable. That if you get laid off, let's call it 6 months, and stuff happens, are you cool? Can you manage it? Think about it. I realize I've been doom and gloom thus far. This is really terrible. But this stuff needs to be addressed. I'm sorry. Every now and then you got to rip the Band-Aid off and do some like adulting. So let's just do it mid-year and get it over with. Number four is really important to me. Revisit your retirement savings and the contributions you're making. You know, sometimes we set that stuff up and we completely forget about it. Ideally, you can set yourself up on some auto renewal where every time you get a raise, your contribution increases exponentially as well. But if you don't, please go back and check it out. I mean, the numbers are really good. And by the way, remember, this is pre-tax dollars. So this stuff comes off the top before you even have to come up with a number to pay taxes on. So this saves you tax dollars. As I said earlier, I do not like paying banks credit card interest. Do not like paying the government unnecessarily amounts of taxes. You pay them what you owe them, but you don't need to pay them any more than that. So contributing money to your retirement account helps get your tax bill down. It's just fact. So for this year, you can contribute up to $23,000. $23,000. Now, if you're 50 and over, you get an extra $7,500, which brings you to $30,500. It's a lot of money. I get it. But if there's a way you can figure it out this time of year, maybe figure out what you've contributed thus far. And then basically, how far are you off from the $30,500 if you're over 50 like I am? And try to extrapolate that throughout the rest of the year. Like, catch up if you can. If you can. If you can't, I get it. If your company offers a match, please, please, please make sure you are at least contributing enough to receive that free match. It is free money. Don't leave free money on the table. That's crazy. So just look at them. Look at your retirement plans. Look at your IRAs. Should you be contributing? Should you open a Roth? I'm actually going to do 5 reasons why you should consider a Roth as one of my next and up and coming podcasts. But think about this. No one wants to think about retirement, especially when you're young. But man, oh man, does it creep up on you. And as I, in my 50s now, start to think about it more and more, you know, I want to punch my young self for taking money out of my 401k to buy that home, that first time home. And while it's allowed, it's certainly set me back. I also took a bunch of years off to raise my kids and get them going. So that set me back too. So women in particular, we often come from, you know, a little behind the eight ball. Let's see what we can do to catch the heck up. And finally, number 5. After you do all this, and, you know, don't shoot the messenger. I know you're going to be like, dang, I spend too much money. I got too much debt. Like, don't be down on yourself. Life happens. Let's just look forward and fix it. Keep the glass half full. We got this. But along those lines, the last and final thing I would ask that this time of year, you just think about your financial goals for the rest of the year. So if you have a raise coming up or you have an upcoming expense, how are you going to plan accordingly? I would also say now is a beautiful time to look at your portfolio. The stock market, much to people's dismay, has done pretty darn well the first half of the year. So your stock or equity allocation might be a little higher than your original fixed income bond CD cash allocation because the stocks really kind of have moved depending on what you own. Might be a good time to get yourself back in balance. No one knows what the back half of the year is going to look like. We know it's going to be semi-interesting because of this election. Could create some volatility. I don't want you up at night worried that all that money you made in the equity market is going to fall and you're going to lose it. So let's not be greedy. Maybe we take a little off the table. We take it out of the stock market, put it back in the fixed income. I don't know. You talk to your advisor or always feel free to reach out to me. But talk to someone about doing the right thing for the back half of the year. It does not make sense to risk if you are someone who can't handle risk. I think no matter what I say as an advisor, your portfolio is yours and you have to sleep at night. I don't sleep next to you. You have to be comfortable with it. So if you have too much in the equity market right now, get it out before the back half of the year and get your allocation back in your original alignment. Okay, 5 things. I know, it's not great homework, but if you do this, the next 6 months will be less stressful and we don't want that anymore. I think too many families in this country have so much financial stress because of inflation, because of interest rates, because the job market is weird. Let's do what we can to keep that glass half full. Let's be proactive as best we can. I'm Tracy Burns. Reach out anytime. Tracy.Burns@UBS is my email. I'll see you next time. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.